Welcome to the What the Elwood podcast. We talk about Longwood athletics with the people who make it what it is. Players, coaches, staff, supporters, and even some wild cards. Thankfully, this is edited, so no worries. I'm your host, Longwood Radio play-by-play man, Sam Hovan. This What the Elwood podcast is a space where we can bring Lancer athletics a little closer to you, straight from the source. For episode 4 of our podcast, we catch up with a pair of standouts for the Longwood softball team and dive into what the relationship is really like between a catcher and pitcher.
Well, my first impression was that she was a little out there compared to me because I didn't speak at all, so I was like, whoa, bold personality here, but other than that, she's lived up to that expectation pretty well. So.
Our guests today are Sydney Gay and Kaylin Bug Batten for this battery-powered edition of the What the Elwood podcast. Welcome into the What the Elwood podcast once again. Today we are joined by the battery duo of Kaylin Bug Batten and Sydney Gay. We appreciate you guys joining us. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So I've got some questions for you guys. My first question, you guys have worked together for 4 years now. What makes a good battery pairing, a pitcher and a catcher? So Sydney, you can answer first.
Okay. I don't know. I think me and Bug, I think it helps that we get along outside of the field, too. I think coming in as freshmen, we were all kind of quiet to start off, especially Bug. She didn't talk that much, but I think just being friends off the field first is where it starts. We definitely have really good communication. A lot of the times we think like what each other is thinking, so I'll call time out and say, hey, what do you want to throw here? Or, like, what do you want to do? Or, like, I'm thinking inside, and she's like, usually, like, me too. Like, we're usually on the same page, so I think just communicating well and then, you know, just being comfortable around each other.
What about for you behind the plate, Bug?
I would say about the same. We do communicate very well. I think one other thing is we hold each other accountable for what we do. So I'm like, Sid, you have to make sure you throw the pitch here. She knows what she has to do. So I think knowing our jobs, knowing our roles, and then off the field, of course, is always a plus. Helps us on the field.
You guys met when you were freshmen. Do you remember what you thought the first time you saw the other person?
I have a terrible memory, so not really. I just knew that Bug was really quiet. That's really it. And then once she started getting out of her comfort zone a little bit, I was like, oh yeah, she's pretty cool. I was like, we can hang out a little bit. I think it was like me, her, and Jordan were like a kind of like a more of a group and together than anything.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw Sid... my first impression was that she was a little out there compared to me because I didn't speak at all. So I was like, whoa, bold personality here. But other than that, she's lived up to that expectation pretty well. So,
and you guys talk about communication, I mean, off the field, on the field. Where do you, I mean, you almost have, you said you had kind of a mind meld. Is it now like you had that conversation 2 years ago where you'd say, oh, I've got to throw it here, I should throw it here? And now it's just kind of like that. Do you even, I mean.
I'm not really. We don't really, like, we'll talk about it in the game or, like, in between innings. Like, hey, like, if, you know, a girl got a hit or, like, we really got a good, like, girl somewhere on the plate and that we were like, oh, that was really nice, like, struck her out or something, then we'll just talk about it in between innings or be like, hey, like, make adjustments here. And then, I mean, usually we're thinking about the same thing. And if we aren't, then we usually, you know, we communicate that too.
I mean, even in, like, my freshman year, or our freshman year, when we were in the bullpen, I'd be like, you know where I want it. And she'd be like, yeah. And she'd throw it there. It's just, like, something that
it's never been, like, an actual, like, discussion. Like, we never really started out like that. It's just, I don't know.
It's just something that clicks, I guess.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, well, we look at, like, in games, you know, I think we both look at the batters and where there's, like, where they're standing in the box, who they are, you know, especially being seniors, like playing Campbell and Winthrop, like we can know specific hitters where they like it or where where their weaknesses are.
I think thinking through the game. Yeah. Two ball players that think through the game similarly. And so since we do that, that's why we're on the same page a lot.
Does that ever help, like, when you're batting, you think, where do I not want this pitch? That's where I'm going to try to get it.
It does. I guess being behind the plate, you do. You with the umpires and all, you're like, oh, you don't want to hit this pitch, or I have to hit this pitch because he's calling it. So, yeah, it does help sometimes.
I was going to ask, how much do you talk with the umps?
It depends on the umpire, probably, but most of them I talk to quite a bit. You always try to have a good relationship with them because it helps you behind the plate, and it helps your coaches, too, when your coaches get on them. So it helps your team have a good relationship with him.
You're kind of the good cop?
You try to be.
You have to be.
Yeah, sometimes. You have no choice sometimes.
Do you ask him, hey, not criticizing a strike zone, because I know you're not allowed to do that, but do you ask where did it miss or how much it missed?
Yeah, quite often, actually, especially this year.
Yeah, because usually Kayla or Coach would be like, where did that miss, Bug? And then she's got to like do her little hand signal to tell her Coach or Kayla.
You kind of just have to talk to them from behind.
Yeah.
You never want to really go at them because you don't want to offend the umpire.
Yeah, right, well, turn all the way around and be like, where was that?
Yeah. Have you ever gotten thrown out for it?
No.
I could never see Bug being thrown out of a game. I could see myself being thrown out of a game, but not Bug.
Yeah, no, never been thrown out.
Have you ever been thrown out, Cindy?
No, no. I don't even think I've gotten a warning or anything, have I?
No.
I think I'm pretty careful.
Yeah, Cindy's got a straight face when she plays.
At least when she's most facing home plate, right?
Yeah. And when the cameras aren't on me. Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes I gotta be careful. I kind of get a little irritated.
So let's talk about some of the feelings you can kind of get on the field and hand out some superlatives to the team. This can always be kind of fun. Who would you say on the team has the best swing?
The best swing? I don't even hit, so Bug.
not between the two of
Bug's
you. I mean,
got it.
Whole
no,
team.
She's deciding.
Let's see, best swing.
I think
I personally like Jordan Clark's swing, but I also don't like my own swing, and some people like my own swing, so I think probably Jordan Clark has.
Yeah, she does have a
swing. I like the way she
swings.
Yeah. So.
Cause she hits the ball pretty hard, because it's funny though, because she's so small, so it's like, and she's hitting all these home runs.
Yeah,
so,
I like Jordan's swing.
Yeah. I always like to watch Casey and you at bat, because you guys usually have the longest at bats. Fouling off balls, they're like, even if you guys get behind with two strikes, you guys usually battle pretty well, so they're typically long at bats, and they're just entertaining a lot.
Are you glad you don't have to pitch to Bug?
Yes, I do in practice a lot. So that's kind of funny, too, like throwing to your own players. You know what they like and what they don't like, so you have to be really careful. And it's funny because me and all the other pitchers, like when we have to do stuff like that, we're like, oh man, I don't want to throw against Bug because I know she's going to hit the crap out of the ball if I throw it, you know, in or where she likes it. If I mess up just one bit, you know, she'll get a hold of it. And there's a couple players on the team you're like, oh, I don't really want to throw her.
It's a good problem to have, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like a learning experience when you get to do that, I think. But it's definitely like not the same as like scrimmaging another team, you know, because you do already know like where they like it. And
for me, I know where she's gonna throw me because I'm
exactly,
like, she knows
she can literally like she knows what Jacobson or whoever is catching at the time is calling, and so Arlie says the same thing. She's like, she already knows what I'm throwing like before I even take the ball out of my glove. Like she already knows. It's annoying. I hate it. It makes me so mad. Because she can just tell, because she caught me for 4 years.
Yeah,
so.
I call her pitches, so.
You see a lot of pitches coming out of her hand.
Yeah.
So I know what's coming at me most of the time.
Yeah.
Has she ever fooled you?
Oh, yeah. Has she? So Gabe's good, too. Come on, Sid. We had one practice not long ago. I think I hit one out my first at bat off her, and then my second one, I think she might have struck me out on a changeup.
Change up. I know I'm gonna throw you a change up, even though my change up isn't the best change up. I'm like, I'm gonna throw a change up.
What's your best pitch, Sydney?
Curveball for sure. Curveball. I think everyone pretty much knows that. I throw that a lot of the time. I've always thrown that. I learned to throw it because I was trying to learn a change up originally when I was in high school, and then it just had curveball spin on it, so my pitching coach was like, just throw it hard, and I was like, alright, and that thing started moving, and I was like, okay. I like it because I can throw, you know, backdoor curve, and I can throw it outside, so it's just
it changes the speed of it a little bit too.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes she throws it a little harder, sometimes she doesn't.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
But definitely most effective pitch.
Yeah.
How much do you try to pass your guys' wisdom on to the next crop of players that, you know, underclassmen, different things like that?
I think we do it more as like
by action.
Yeah, instead of, you know, like preaching to players. I mean, there's certain stuff like getting to practice, you know, 10 minutes early, 15 minutes early, lifting 15 minutes early, whatever, keeping your shirts tucked in when you're traveling, stuff like that. That's just stuff you preach, but then a lot of it's just when we play and just how we, you know, keep our composure and act, or like, and how we work hard during practice and stuff like that. We don't really like we don't like to, like, harp on players, you know, like, yell at them and stuff, because we don't see that's really effective, especially when, you know, Coach Riley does a lot of it. But she's effective with it, and then it's like, we just want to, you know, keep them more, like, kind of...
level-headed.
Yeah, yeah, so...
I was going to ask, so the other couple pitchers on the roster, what's their best pitches?
I don't know, you can judge that. Arlie's got...
Drop-off's probably her best pitch. She's come a long way with her changeup, too, though. So I'd say those two are probably her top. Backstrom obviously has a very effective off-speed curveball when she uses it well.
She can vary her speeds a lot.
Yeah, she does well with that, changeup speeds, because she also has a changeup on top of that. I think she fools a lot of people with that off-speed curve, though. I like her when
she
throws
does.
It.
Yeah.
So. Do you guys ever... You've played at a couple different places, I'm sure, that have like guns in the scoreboard and stuff. Do you ever look at those?
Sometimes. I mean, at Duke, they had it up on their scoreboard, and sometimes I'd turn around and look at it and be like, okay, if I was throwing my curveball, sometimes I can look at the speed and be like, hey, maybe I'm trying to aim it. Like, I just need to throw hard because it's not where I need it to be. So that's the only reason I would have turned around and looked at it during then. But usually, we don't really look at speed.
Yeah. I was going to ask, because Sidney Backstrom actually had a pitch hit 70 on that.
Yeah, I think sometimes not very accurate.
Because
St. George from Duke also had one, I think, said she threw like 50-something, and it was definitely on up in the 60s.
Yeah, we don't really look at speed
not too much.
I mean, sure. We do, like, in practice, you know, when we're, like, coming back from, like, winter or something, trying to get our arms back in shape and stuff like that, but...
Sure. Who's got the best dance moves on the team?
The best dance moves? Leah. Leah always dances. And I love it. I think it's hilarious. No, I think it's hilarious. Who would you pick?
Sid, I like your dance
moves. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, you and Leah put a... Y'all dance the most out of everyone.
I have to be in the mood, though. I gotta really feel it, you know? That's a funny question.
What's the best feeling? We'll ask a different one for each of you because you guys have different roles. So, one of them behind the plate, or we'll talk about catching and hitting. Strike them out, throw them out, double play, or a home run. Which one feels better?
Strike them out.
Strike them out, throw them out. So runners at first, you catch them, stealing second after a strikeout.
I like striking out probably the best. That I get the most excited off of that. Yeah, you can probably see me in the game. That's when I get the most excited.
She comes
even
out
more than a home run.
Plate.
Yeah, probably. And
starts yelling. It's funny because Gardner Webb, me and Emily started laughing at you because we were like, "Ooh, she got excited for that one." And Slim shook out a girl or something. You were like, "Yeah."
And I like when my pitcher gets excited with me because, you know, Slim doesn't really show much emotion either. And when she gets excited, that just gets me.
Oh, she does get excited when she gets
someone. You don't see Slim smile much off on the mound, but when she does, you know, it got me excited.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's funny.
What about you? Strikeout swinging or looking?
Oh, definitely swinging. Because it makes him look stupid.
Except when she freezes him on the inside backdoor curve.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Probably one of my favorites.
Too. That's true, too. I mean, I like him swinging just because I know they're trying so hard to hit that ball, and I'm like, huh, bye. But that I do throw that inside curve a lot, and they'll just freeze him up, or sometimes they'll, like, back up off the plate like it was going to hit him, but it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, we threw that one girl. We threw her inside, and it wasn't even about to hit her. She was like freaking out. Bug starts. We came in. She starts laughing. She was like, "That girl was like terrified to be up there." Oh yeah, but I think strikeout swinging.
Strikeout swinging.
Yeah.
Who's got the best celebration on the team?
The best celebration. I don't know. That's a good question. Really.
Like just after like we make a good play.
Big play. Home run, walk-off home run.
I think Jordan gets pretty excited about a lot of things sometimes. And, you know, she's
more
like,
quiet, so I guess you won't.
So it's like a bigger, like, I don't know, you wouldn't really expect it out of her, so she's a lot like, I don't know. Arlie gets really excited for everything now.
Yeah, we can walk a girl and that girl, she gets excited.
Yeah, she can do anything. In fact, she's just screaming.
Yeah.
Or just hollering or something.
We don't, like, celebrate, like, excessively, though, as a team.
Yeah.
So we try to stay more level-headed until something really exciting happens.
Yeah.
Which player does the best impression of Coach?
Probably Arlie. Have you seen Arlie?
Oh, yeah, Arlie.
Yeah. Arlie does really good impressions of, like, everyone on the team. Yeah, for sure. I wish he was in here to do it now. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how.
All right, we'll move off the diamond a little bit. What do you guys do when you hang out off the diamond? What's a hobby that you have?
I like to watch a lot of movies and watch Netflix all the time.
I do more, like, on our off days, especially on, like, a pretty day, I like to go out. I know I ride down to the lake a lot, or I just go ride around with my windows down. That's one of
you
my
do
favorite.
Ride around
that's
a lot.
One of my favorite things to do, just relaxing. Something away from the field.
During the day, I'll waste my day away with movies, and then I'll probably go to the gym at night and just lift or run. Because then it makes me feel like I did something, and then I can sleep at night. Because I'm tired. I seriously do watch movies all the time, though. Me and my mom just watch movies. And my dad hates it.
What's your favorite genre of movie?
I like scary movies.
Oh,
scary
movies.
Yes. Both of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Horror movie by far my favorite.
We do go in three or four sometimes a lot and get to like get a couple of the girls come over and
pop popcorn
like, and watch movies.
Bring out the foos. Watch movies.
Yeah. Which pretty fun.
Which scary movies do you guys really like? If you had to give me your top five scary movies.
Top five? That's a lot.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Insidious was scary.
The Purge Election Year was
The Purge is like scary.
Oh that guy.
It's like a thriller. I like those movies too. Those are pretty good.
I'm not much on, like, the ghost movies, like,
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, not much.
That was scary. That's
scary. I don't like those.
I want to see that new movie. What's it called? It's, like, the people, or, like, the guy from Get Out.
The doppelgangers and stuff.
Yeah. I want to see that one. But I don't really know.
I like a lot of
I like funny movies, too, but I think I have to be in the mood. I can watch a scary movie anytime, but
yeah.
I have to be in the mood for a comedy.
What do you guys, what's your favorite vacation spot? I know you talked about going on vacation over the summer.
I like the Outer Banks.
Yeah, I like any beach. I like going to the beach.
Yeah.
That's my favorite place. I always go down to Emerald Isle Atlanta Beach when I'm home, so that's probably my favorite place, yeah.
Yeah, I like the beach too. I don't really vacation a lot, but
yeah,
I live in Smithfield, so I go to Virginia Beach like all the time whenever I can, because it's only like 45 minutes to an hour away. But I definitely like OBX. I've been a couple of times with some friends and stuff, and it's just nice because it's not too far, but it's, you know, far enough.
What about, I know you guys are both seniors, do you have post-graduation plans? Because that's coming up rather soon.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Don't like to be reminded.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I know I'm just going to go back home and try and relax for a while. You know, we don't really, never really lived a life without softball, so
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I don't really have a job worked out right now. I don't have exactly the plans I want to do, but I know I'm going to go back home and look at some things around there. You know, I'm a major in biology, so I've talked to the health department a little bit because I have some connections there, but that's about it as far as mine goes.
You're smart. You can get a job. I plan to apply to officer training school for the Air Force in June, but then I wouldn't, if I got accepted, I wouldn't be able to go until June 2020. So then I'm just going to hopefully work over the summer and then hopefully part-time over the summer. And then I think I have maybe an internship or something lined up with a guy who works security over at my mom's bank. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, kind of got the hookup. I used to give pitching lessons to his daughter, so, and just got lucky, I guess. So hopefully that works out for me.
Presuming you guys aren't playing in the World Series of softball, would you watch it?
I don't really watch sports or TV like at all, so probably not. My dad, you know, if I'm home and my dad's got it on, I'll sit with him and watch it if he wants to. But it's not like I'm like, oh my god, we need to watch this game right now.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. I'm the, oh my god, we gotta watch the game.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I watch sports a lot, so I definitely will be watching it. I always do.
We appreciate you guys' time. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thanks again to Sydney and Bug for spending a little time with us today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button on SoundCloud for all future episodes of the What the Elwood podcast. And you can also go to longwoodlancers.com and search for podcasts under the Fan Zone section if you'd like to download any of our podcasts. If you want Longwood Athletics videos, subscribe to Longwood U Lancers on YouTube. Of course, Longwood Athletics is verified on Twitter. Thanks for hanging along for the ride. We'll catch you next time on the What the Elwood podcast.